Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update. So, welcome back to my podcast. I am your host, Marilyn Negron, your one and only, yours truly, the coolest man fan of all the queens, and I'm not gonna brag. So, it's gonna be the coolest episode I'm ever gonna break down to you. And, so before I get on to this podcast, I would just like to say 19,000 of you has listened to this. This is nuts, let's be honest. I was just looking for a hobby, just doing what I have to do, and I came across podcasting, which is kind of weird, so don't blame me. And now 19,000 of you are, like, listening to this, which is just fantastic, and I am really excited to keep going on this until I go on vacation of some sort. But, so let's get to 20,000, and I cannot wait for that. So let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. They're both Disney-themed topics this week because we got Disney news coming, big news this week, both of the Disney parks, and I am really excited to bring these Disney news to you guys, which is really fun because I am a Disney nerd. So let's get on to the first topic about Walt Disney World. Okay, so the first topic of Disney is the Walt Disney Company has upped their capacity to 10%, which is now all the Disney parks are now up to 35% capacity. And that is great news because all of Disney World is losing money because of this pandemic. And I'm so glad as Disney is making this move is because they need to gain some of that money back. And I'm just so sad because of the employees that are going through this, and it's really sad to me because not only that the cast members of Disney World are like the magic of Walt Disney, but the layoffs are just so sad to me. But I think doing 35% capacity to this is really amazing. So it is so cool to have all the parks up to 35% capacity, and Disney, so you better keep up that good work because it's really exciting for what you do, and it's really amazing. So, on to the next Disney topic. Okay, so, the new Ratatouille ride that was supposed to open this summer, but it was delayed due to the pandemic. But we have a sort of an opening date, and it's opening in 2021. On the 5th, it was close to the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World, which I am really excited about. And the new Ratatouille ride, it's gonna be, I saw the sign and everything, and it's so adorable. It's so cute how the way they did it. And I cannot wait to ride this ride in the future when it opens. And the new Guardians of the Galaxy ride too, which I saw the vehicles, so good. And I cannot wait for Avengers Campus to open soon. And it's going to be really awesome, which is going to be the coolest thing in the world. And the new Ratatouille ride is coming to 2021, and I'll give you a specific opening date in the future. So you better keep up your news because you're only going to hear it from me, the Disney freak. Okay, so that's all the topics. Now I'm going to recap episode 9 of Danger Force, Mika in the Middle. This is the funniest episode that I heard in the book, and Mika's not doing so hot. Let's just say that. We all know Mika is the smartest girl and of all the group and everything. And yeah, so in this episode, it's going to get pretty messy. So I wrote a good episode for you guys. I hope you guys like it. And, oh my god. Would you look at the time. I gotta go and set up for the new Danger Force episode. So, I love you guys. So, make sure you get your kiddos ready because this is gonna blow you away. And I love this episode and it's gonna blow you away. So, and the next, I am going to recap it right about now. So, I will see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. So, love you. Love ya. Thanks. This just in, we got a Danger Force update! So, I'm going to recap episode 9 of Danger Force, Mika in the Middle. When I first saw this episode, it was kind of weird, and we get to see Schwaz's mother for the first time, because we saw Schwaz's mother in Henry Danger, which is a kind of a win-win, because we get to see a family member from a main character for the first time, and I am so excited, because this episode is really funny, and it will blow you away. So, yeah, so make sure to get your kiddos ready because this episode of Danger Force is blown you away. So let's get this thing on and let's begin. Okay, so we're up on the man's nest and the kids just got back from something and Miles, Choppa, and Bo's are arguing and Mika's just sitting in the corner and the other kids are arguing and Miles says, "All right, we gotta get our story straight. Listen to me. We were at church," and Choppa said, "I'm gonna say mind your business, and I'm gonna question for him. Mine's better." And they're gonna continue arguing of where the chairs are, and there's a tube alert. It's Schwaz and Ray, and they're at the tube comes up, and they're all talking up at once, and Ray comes out of the tube, and they started arguing with Schwaz. And he was like, "When I find out what happened, Schwaz, I swear to God, I'm gonna tell him. That woman, you're never gonna touch that," and I'm gonna. And Schwaz says, "Deep breath. Don't do that." And Ray says, "Danger Force, assemble!" And the kids looked at him, and Choppa said, "Hi." And Ray's like, "Nah!" And he got a little bit scared. And then Ray looked up to the great kids and said, "I don't suppose any of you know that. How my man truck ended up at the bottom of the Chandy River?" And they started to lie. Miles said, "No." And Choppa said, "Mind your business." And he said, and then Ray's like, "Okay. Where you guys been?" And Miles says, "Church." Choppa says, "Mind your business." Miles says, "Honestly, don't know." And then Ray says, "All right, I'll start with you. You went to church, huh?" Miles says, "Yep." And Ray's like, "Which one?" So they went to 3. Ray said, "Little church hopping?" And Miles says, "A lot of church hopping." Ray's like, "You sing?" Miles says, "Couple times." Ray's like, "Rich Himes?" Miles says, "Amazing Grace, how great art thou art," in a Kanye song. And Ray said, "Okay." And he gives the hands, and then Miles is free to go. And then he talks to Choppa, and Choppa said, and Ray said, "How about you?" Choppa says, "Mind your business." And Ray said, "Okay." And he gives Choppa a go. And he looked at Bose, and he says, "How about you, Dimples? Know anything about my truck being at the bottom of the river?" And Bo says, "I don't know anything about anything." And Ray gives the signal, and she goes to the side. And Mika's all the way in the corner, and she knows something's up. And Ray's like, "That checks out well. I believe you all." And now, simply to leave the room, and all three of them leave, and Ray was about to leave. He was like, "One thing, though." He was like, "Ah, Mika!" And then Mika's just in the corner making faces like she's up to it, and she doesn't want to tell the truth. And Ray goes up to her and tries to tell us, like, "Mika, I don't suppose you don't know anything. How about my truck ended at the bottom of the river, do you?" And we saw Mika's face, and she knows she doesn't want to tell the truth. "Mika, I love the truck more than I love Schwaz." And then Schwaz says, "Ouch." And Ray's like, "And now it's all wet." And Mika looks at the kids and then Choppa mouths, "Don't." And Mika's like, it was us! And Micah said, oh, Mama said, oh, come on! Chopper's like, no! And Rory's like, I knew it! And Mika went down the stairs and then a sad face. And Mika's like, okay, so you know how fast food always tastes better in a car? And Ray's like, of course. And Mika's like, so we ordered some nacho ball from the close one and not the nice one. And then we brought it back, but it didn't taste right. So we decided to teleport inside the man truck, but it still didn't taste right. So we blasted some music at the... And that seemed to do the trick. And Ray's like, good call. And Mika said, the food was so good. And then the song Proud Mary came on, and then the song talking about rolling on the river, and then we looked up who Tina Turner is, and we found out she's still alive and living in France. And then Miles went, yes! And then we all teleported to the river! And she told the truth, and then Ray's like, well, I am very disappointed. And all the end was start to... guilty, and Mom's like, ugh. Mom says, about what? And then Ray says, in Mika. And Mika's like, what? And Miles says, yes. And Bose is like, for what? Mika's like, I told you the truth. And Ray's like, you did, and that's good. But you also snitched, and that's bad. Mika's like, that makes no sense. And Ray's like, lying is a very important part of being a superhero. That's why half the moms in this town that think Ray Manchester is a fighter pilot. All of them gave him the stare, but Buzz gave him the salute. And Mars like, that just sounds like you're lying to impress women. And he went, Ray's like, exactly. I need to be able to trust that you can lie. Mika's like, oh. Travis says, give her a letter. Mika's like, no. Mars said, yeah. And he's like, to the snitch board. I was like, yeah. We're just like, way ahead of you. Mika's like, come on. And Mika was on the side of the board where Ray was, and the snitch board with all the kids' name on it. Mika, Miles, Choppa, and Bose. Bose has going on one letter, and somehow Choppa and Miles never got one letter, but... And always Mika said letter credits. S, N, I, and T. And she's like, and Mika's crossing her arms, but she feels so bad. And Ray's like, ooh, according to this, you've snitched 1, 2, 3, 4 times already. And Mika's like, the character stain I made on the couch. And Mika's like, but, and Chopper's like, the raccoon fight club I was running in the basement. And Mika's like, that was horrible. And Bo's like, that important legal hair products from China to maintain my luscious locks. And he's like, and that, I do the same thing. Those were both literally crimes. And Ray's like, Mika, last name. Schwartz says, Macklin. And Ray's like, Mika Macklin. For snitching a fifth time, you receive another letter. And he received a letter, and her name is, which is a C. And Miles is like, ha! And Miles is like, you hate to see it. And Ray looked at the board and he's like, ooh, one more snitch and you get an E. And Swatch is like, H. Ray's like, H. And then, Chopper's like, the shoes of shame! Swatch's like, you have to wear the ugliest shoes known to man for an entire week. And when Miles opens the box and the ugliest shoes known to man, which is dad's shoes. And Mika's like, no, they're hideous. They're so plain and white. And Miles hands it to Schwartz, and Schwartz hands it to Ray. And Ray says, yes, then don't snitch. And she's about to put it to Mika. And he's like, okay. And then he puts the white sneakers to the side. Okay. She said, well, I don't want to be a snitch or anything, but there's a kid looking at us through the glass doors. And then we see a kid with a can, which is some kind of message can, which is no shock. So I'm just like, aye! And Mars is like, they all turned around and they were scared. And then Ray was, and Swartz like, aye! And Mars is like, where did he come from? Where did he come from? Where he's like, I don't know. Let's punch first and ask questions later. They all went up to the kid, and Chopper's like, exactly. So I was like, no, 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 no. This is my nephew, Zed. And he put his nephew inside the mantle. He's like, what are you doing here? You could catch a cold. Out there, you don't have your baby beard anymore? And Chopper said, weirdly, baby beard? And Ray's like, Schwartz's family, total freaks. And somehow he grabs the can from his nephew. And Schwartz's like, he brought me a message can from Mama. This is either really good news or really bad. And then Schwartz opens the message can. And then his mom, Mama Schwartz, comes out of the can. It's really bad. And somehow all the kids and Ray go around. And then Zed just runs out. Schwartz. It's Mama. I don't want you to worry for me. And Ray's like, crossing his arms, like, sick turn coming. And Mama Schwartz says, but I'm sick. And Ray's like, told ya. Mama Schwartz says, the doctor says I have melty bones. And Schwartz's like, oh, melty bones runs in my family. Mama's like, yes, you should get checked. Please come home to Mama. I need you. Okay, now how do I hang this thing up? It's probably the big button that says hang up. How did I miss that? And then Ray grabs the can from Schwartz and he bangs it with his foot and it's all crushed. And then all the kids feel terrible. And Mika's like, Schwartz, I'm so sorry. And Ray's like, yeah, I'm sorry too, pal, that you can't go visit her. And Mika's like, what? And Chopper's like, he can't go. And Mama's like, you monster! And Ray's like, hurry, used up all of his vacation days. We just had to get his appendix out. Couldn't wait till Thanksgiving. Mika's like, but his mom. But it's his mom, and she's got melty bones. Ray's like, she always does this. She always calls him home because she's sick. And then then when he comes, well, the fifth reason of why he can't leave. And then I got no Schwartz for maybe two, maybe one whole day. Chopper says, hand up is like, I'm the most heartless one here. And she crosses her arms. She's like, but that's pretty cold, my dude. And Ray's like, okay, you can either go home now or your tasteful memory service. And then Rika's like, what? He's like, your choice. And she schwazzles and said, now if you'll excuse me, I need to go, don't go dry my truck out. And as when Ray walks out and the door closes, and Bose is like, that dude really gives no hex. And then Schwartz is on his knees and then sobbing. Mika's like, Schwartz? And Schwartz says, yes, yeah, snitch. And he's looking at her. He's like, Mika, I was going to say that we will do anything to help you see your mama. And the audience went, aww. And Mika gave the head thing. He was like, Mom's like, yeah, 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 we love you, Schwartz. Mom's like, we'll help your mom, Schwartz. And then all the kids are hugging Schwartz, and then Ray peeked out the door and said, Schwartz, quit hugging the snitch and come help me. And then Schwartz looked at the kids, and then he walked out the door and then closed the door. He said, poor little Schwartz. And Chopper said, we gotta do something. And Mom's like, yeah. But how? She's so far away. And Mika's like, I'm sure if we put our heads together, we can think of something. And Bose's like, ooh, good idea. And somehow Bose got Miles and Chopper to put her heads together, and so did Mika. And Chopper's like, ah! And put their heads together, and Miles like, too literal. And Bose's like, I think it's working. And Miles like, I doubt it. And they got interrupted by the can voice. This can will self-destruct in 2 seconds. And Miles looks at the trash can and is like, wow, that can really doesn't give you. And then the can explodes in the trash can. And he was like, ah! And Miles and Mika went in one direction, and Bows went into the other. And Choppa didn't even flinch at all. Choppa's like, you guys are weak. And then she crosses her arms and take a look at the other ones. And then the Danger Force theme song comes on. And that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. We're back in the man's nest. And Ray and Schwaz got back up the tube, and they're walking. It's like, I need to take my toenail clippings, them all over town, so my enemies can use them to curse me. Make sure you save one in case I ever turn. And then Schwaz looked out the side, and he saw us looking at something. Mama! And then we see the kids with Schwaz's mom, Mama Schwaz, and he's like, Schwaz says, Schwazzy! And then he does the basketball thing. He's like, oh, Mama! He's like, and he gives the fingers to the kids with the snappy fingers and had to go on the side, which Ray is really mad right now. And Ray's like, and Schwaz's like, oh, Mama. And Ray says to the kids, who is responsible for this? Mika, you feeling a little snitchy? And Mika's like, oh, you think you know I am? And Miles is like, I'll tell you who brought her here. Me, Miles Macklin. Mika's like, oh, oh, he snitched on himself. Give him an S. And Bose is like, cheering like cheerleaders. S. And Choppa's giving her him the look. And he was like, Ray said, doesn't count if you snitch on yourself. And Mika's like, who makes up these rules? And Miles is like, look, after a number of successful attempts of trying to teleport to Schwaz's home country, Choppa's like, 83. And he's like, not important. I made it there. And I brought her and her melty bones back here so she could see her son. Because we love Schwaz. And yeah, she screamed a lot when I grabbed her. And yeah, she tried to scratch me with one of her little melty arms. And where was I going with this? Mika mouths, I don't know. And Choppa's like, she's a normal, sweet mom who just wants to see her son. Miles is like, exactly. And then Ray turns around and looks at the kids and said, she's rubbing his belly like a dog. And we see Mama Schwaz rubbing his belly and he's acting like a dog. And then Mom's like, yeah, that's a little weird. Ray says, it's a lot of weird. I can't stand that lady. She always trying to find ways to body shame me or throw food on me. And Mama Schwaz is like, Ray! And Ray's like, Mama Schwaz! And Mama Schwaz says, ooh, have you gained the weight? And Ray's like, angry laughs. I've gained muscle. And that weighs me more than fat. So, Mama Schwaz is like, maybe. And Ray's like, well, this has been terribly fun. But I'm having a bad time. And these kids have a lot of work to do. They're at the superhero school. So, Mama Schwaz, if you don't mind. Ray's so heartless. She can't even walk. And Mama Schwaz's like, I don't mind. And then he rubs his son a belly like the dog. And then the kids just walk away. And then Ray does too. And now it's cut scene. It's like, oh, And this swag downstairs, which is stands for Swellview Academy of the Gifted, and Rage teaching them how to do arms and something. Mika, Miles, and Bows are on chairs, and then Schwaz is feeding his mom some food, and he's like, and then when the villain says, "Which arm?" and you say, "Disarm," and then Ray takes the weapon from Choppa and she flips over. Mama Schwaz is like, eh. And then she takes a break and takes a drink from her son. Takes the drops from her son. And then Ray's like, what's that? Eh. Mama Schwaz says, well, it's not how I disarm someone, but. Ray's like, okay, why did you come up here and show us how it's done? Mama Schwaz says, can't. Bones are melting. Bones like, pretty well established at this point, sir. Mama Schwaz said, but if they weren't, I would just kick you in the zipper. Zipper means, you get the picture. Poop's like, they're never gonna. Chop is like, zipper kick. Huh, and she kicks him right between the legs, and Ray's like, oh! And Mika, Miles, and Bose were like, my turn, my turn, my turn! And Ray's like, and Schwartz's mom was clapping her hands, and Ray's like, no one's kicking me in the zipper! And from now on, I would thank you if you stay out of my business! And Chubb was like, no, let us teach us more stuff. Mika's like, yeah! Miles is like, yeah! But the emergency alarm goes off, which is an emergency call, and Miles like, oh, come on! And Ray's like, oh, thank God there's crime. All right, I'll see everybody upstairs. Mostly everybody, which is like Ray, that Schwartz's mother, end quote. Mostly. And all the kids, Mika, Miles, Chaplin, and Bose, went up on their chairs. And the mama Schwartz said, kick someone in the zipper for me. And then she turned on hip-hop music, which just starts playing. Losing my mind. And somehow she was faking all this time. And then she gobs up her bed and starts dancing. Losing my mind with my eyes closed. Since dance, drop on the low, low. Cup sweet, sweet like cocoa. And drop it low. And I'll side to side. And then... It takes you down a couple minutes. Mama Schwartz looks at the side, and there is Mika, who's just sitting there like she knows the truth. She was like, Mika said, forgot my gum. Mama Schwartz says, okay. So you caught me. And Mika's like, your bones aren't melty at all. And Mama's like, question. And she walks up to Mika like, question is, what are you gonna do? You're not gonna tell on me, are ya? You're not some kind of snitch, are ya? Mika said, no, not yet, but I'm one letter away. Mama Schwartz says, what? And Ray's like, Mika! As when Mama Schwartz heard that, she tumbles. And Mama Schwartz says, ha! And she tumbles back to her bed and then acts like nothing happened. And then Mika's mouth dropped open when she saw that happen. And then Ray comes back. And he's like, Mika, what's going on? And her mouth drop is like confused. It's like, I forgot my gum. And he's like, and he's all confused why the music playing. He's like, why is there music playing? Mom's like, I'm so sick. I'm so definitely actually sick. And Mama Schwartz threatens Mika with the look. And says not to lie. And Mama Schwartz. And Mika's like, I was just popping up, you know? Pretty little crime-fighting dance. Drop low and bring it high and side to side. It's like, that's stupid. This is a much better pump-up song. And his country music plays, which is... And he does the little thing like a cowboy hat. He's like, come on, get in here. To the left, flex your muscles to the right. Which is Ray's country album, which is so weird. He said, now lasso. He does it on one side. Ready for a fight. He said, smile. And make a fake smile. Come on, you gotta own it. And they're back in the man's nest. And then Captain Man appears out of the tube and... We see Schwartz's mom eating yogurt while Schwartz is doing his mom's hair. And Captain Man looked at them and says, gross. He's like, Danger Force, assemble! But none of the Danger Force kids came. And he's like, I said Danger Force, assemble! Mama Schwartz says, they're not here, stupid. And Captain Man walked up to them and he said, where are they? Schwartz says, Mama sent them on a mission. And we see her noises. It's like, Captain Man says, Mama doesn't get to send them on missions. Only I get to send them on missions. And I have an important mission that I need to send them on right now. And Schwartz like, I'm so sorry. What is your important mission? And Captain Man's like, I need to return this copy of Adam's Family Values. It's absurdly overdue. Mama Schwartz says, they'll be back soon. And Captain Ben's like, where are they? Mom says, I just needed them to pick up a few elderly items. I would have gone myself, but, you know, melty bones. Ben says, look, I'm very honored that you chose to come here to my man's nest to melt all over everything. And then Schwartz's mother threw the go-gurt at Ray and it landed on his face. And he wiped it on his face. He's like, Mom Schwartz says, oops. Girted you. And we see Ray is so mad. Now let's cut scene to hip hop puree. Which is really cute. And Mika was so surprised that all those bags is for Mama Schwartz. And Miles was there, and Mika's like, is that all from Mama Schwa's? And Miles is like, for a lady with melty bones, Mama Schwa sure does have an appetite. Is that weird? And Mika's always yells when she's lying, and she says, I don't know, don't ask me. Does men never request how a woman eats, or tell her to smile more? Or Miles says, jeez, okay, what's up with you? Mika says, I'll tell you what's not wrong with me. I'm not a snitch, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you. And Clark says, that will be $239. And she goes, like, the change. And Miles like, youch. And he grabs his phone and pays it with the remaining money left on his wallet. He's like, well, it's for a good cause. And he pays for it. Like, Mika's like, you're paying for that yourself? And Miles is like, Mama Schwartz has melty bones. It's the least I can do. And Mika's like, but you've been saving that money for yoga pants. The good ones. And Miles is like, she needs it more than me. I guess I'll just have to continue doing yoga without pants. And Mika's like, no. And she did all these faces. And then Choppa and Bose enter the thing. Choppa, Bose has some golf clubs. And then Choppa has a receipt from the horse race. Choppa's like, hey, we ready to head back? I just bet my entire piggy bank on a horse race for Mama Schwartz. Mika's like, she made you bet with your own money? Choppa's like, she actually made me borrow some so I could get bet more. If three-legged dreamer doesn't win the fourth race at 12 downs, I'm in real trouble. Mika's like, oh, God. And she does that, oh, God face. Bo's like, well, let's roll. Mama Schwartz wants to see her new golf clubs like yesterday. And it's today. So I'm late. Mika's like, how is she going to play golf? She's got melty bones. Bo's like, she told me she just wanted to feel the weight of the clubs in her hands before her hands melt, bones melt. Mama's like, oh, God bless that woman. And she's like, don't make me cry. Mika groans like, ugh! And he's like, you okay? And she mumbles angrily. And she walks up, they're stupid. And then she walks up the stairs. And Mika super screams. And then all the horns are honking because her super scream crashes on the cars. And then we see Tyra bounce down the stairs. And the car alarm's sounding and we saw the tire go down the stairs. And the other three were so confused. And Choppa's like, huh. Miles is like, why? And they looked at their business. And that's the end of part two. Now here's part three. We're back in the man's nest. And we see the Mika, Miles, Choppa, and Bose taking care of Mama Schwartz. Bose has the leaf in his hand, and Choppa's doing something, and somehow Miles' hand is dead because he did something. And Mama Schwartz says, Miles, thank you for teleporting to that gator pond and getting me this palm frond. And Miles laughs. Miles like, did you all know that alligators can climb palm trees? And he looked at his hand, because I did not. Bo's like, I did not know that. And there's a Schwartz clone that we all know. And he's like, you learn something new every day. And he's like, and Mika's sitting over there with Ray, like, Ray. Like, Mika wants to tell the truth, but she keeps her mouth shut. And then Ray's over there with puree and says, you know, if she weren't all melty, I'd pick up that old bag up by her hair on her own feet and toss her out of here. But there's no point in wishing. She's obviously melting for me. And Mika said in anger, like, obviously. where he's like, I mean, it's not like she's lying or anything. It was like, Mika's like, And the clone swash says, Mama Schwartz would like a little sip of your puree. And then she puts the long straw into Ray's puree, and she's like, Ray says, of course she would. And there's some slurping going on. And there says, all right, that's enough. And she swashes the, and then Ray, and Schwartz is so confused. And Ray's like, thought we're going to listen to the dang horse race. And Clone Schwartz says, ooh, it starts right now. And Ray turns, and Schwartz turns the TV on. And now it says, here in the fourth race of Swappy Downs, where everyone's talking about three-legged dreamer. And Mika's just sitting there with her arms crossed. And then Bose is on one side of Mama Schwartz's bed with the receipt from the horse race. Mama Schwartz says, ooh, three-legged dreamer. That's my boy. But Clone Schwartz says, I thought I was your boy. And then Mama Schwartz pushes Clone Schwartz to the side. And it's really strange because everything. And the horse race bell rings, and it's like, and they're off. And we see all the people. Mika and Choppa and Miles are cheering, and then Ray's just sitting there doing nothing. And it's like, it's three like a dreamer moving quickly on the outside rail. Reporting for booty is making a strong move inside. Three like a dreamer still on the lead. Three-legged dreamer going his way out. And now, and as we write the first turn, and somehow the announcer's going into Mika's conscience, in which she's making all these faces. And she's like, and go into Mika's conscience. Will Mika be a snitch, or will Mika remain silent? Remain silent is in the lead, but there's to be a snitch. It's neck and neck with tell the truth and do the right thing. And he's making a strong push on the outside. But there's come guilty conscience. Which is, she's making weird faces now. And he's followed by always to tell the truth and doing the right thing. And third, but it's tell the truth and lead. Followed by Mika can't take it anymore. Mika finally said, I can't take it anymore. And I just said, but three like a dreamer is still on the lead. And then she grabs the remote and turns it up. And Chopper's like, whoa, hey. It was like, Miles, what'd you do that for? We were listening to that. Mika's like, I'm sorry, but you guys need to know something about Mama Schwartz. And Mama Schwartz was like, clicking so she was a horse. Easy now. Mika's like, Mama Schwartz is not sick. She's faking. And Choppa, Bose, Miles, and Schwartz were like, oh! And Mama Schwartz was like, don't listen to her! And Chopper's like, what are you talking about? And then somehow, Ray is listening into Mika. Her bones are melting. I caught her dancing yesterday, and she's getting everyone to do her errands. And you know what? I don't care if you call me a snitch. She's faking! And Mama Schwartz slow claps. Clone Schwartz says, Mama, and Miles is like, she's slow clapping. And Choppa says, that means Mika's right. And then Ray was so confused, and then Mika, her arms crossed, she's like, Bose says, she's faking, I think. And the Clone Schwartz says, Mama? And Mama Schwartz says, okay, fine. I don't have melty bones. And she gets up from the bed. She says, I'm healthy as a three-legged horse. And Ray says, I knew it! Schwartz says, no, you don't. And Ray's like, yeah, I know. And Mama Schwartz says, and I have been gotten away with it, too. And they had to pay for this meddling snitch. And Mika said, don't make this about me. You were lying the whole time. And Mama Schwartz says, well, I had to. He never let my boy come to see me. Ray's like, I give him one vacation day every 10 years. Schwartz said, that's it. I'm going home. Schwartz, you're coming with me. And Schwaz begins to go to his mama. And Ray's like, he's not going anywhere. And it's like, Mama Schwaz and Ray are pulling for Schwaz. He's like, Schwaz's like, you don't even appreciate him. And Ray pulls Clone Schwaz to the side. He's like, I don't appreciate him. He's like, Schwaz, cover your ears. And the kids were so confused. And then Schwaz covers his ears. And then Ray does the same. I love this man with all my heart. And there's a reason I don't give him any days off work. Because I would live a day without him. He is my rock. He's my shoulder to cry on. But if I tell him that, then I'm afraid he might gain the self-confidence to leave me for somebody who might treat him the way he deserves to be treated. You know, like a human. And Mom says, Ray, you are a complicated man. And Travis with her eyes crossed and said, you're straight up toxic, my dude. And then somehow Ray's arms pulls to the side and the close ones put his head and they say, well, what did you say? And Ray's like, I said you're staying here. Anything I overpay you. And Mama Schwaz says, if you want my Schwazi to stay, you have to fight me for him. And somehow, while she was toppling over to Ray, she's like, and then Schwaz was so surprised and confused, and the kids were the same. And Ray says, lady, I don't know if you have melty eyes, but I built for a three-legged horse. And then Schwaz kicks him in the zipper. And he was like, ha! And Ray says, oh, sick whip. And he was weak, and he's down, his zipper was kicked. Mara says, oh, wow. And then Mama Schwaz was doing all these moves. It was like, all right, Granny DeVito, it's on. And then Ray and Mama Schwaz were fighting over Clone Schwaz. And he's like, dude, they're fighting over you. And Clone Schwaz says, I know. Travis said, if I had any money left, I would bet on your mom. And Mama Schwaz make the punch move. Ha! And Ray's like, oh. Mika's like, you want us to stop them? And Clone Schwaz says, eh, not yet. And Ray was looking for Mama Schwaz. He's like, where'd she go? And Mama Schwaz hisses. Like a little snake went on top. She climbed up all the way up top there. And said, Ray's like, well, how did she get up there? Mom's like, that is terrifying. And Mama Schwaz lands on top of him. Yeah! And Bo's, Chopper, Clone Schwaz, Miles, and Mika in unison were like, oh! And they're all shouting at once. And somehow Mama Schwaz is punching Ray in the face. And they're all shouting at once and trying to separate them. And somehow Ray cheated on the head and hit her in the head. Headbutt her in the head. And all the kids were hitting at once and grabbing her. I was like, Mama says, cheater! You're a cheater! Mika's like, wow. And Clone Schwaz is with his mom, and then the kids were with Ray. And Clone Schwaz says, Ray, I love you. And Ray's like, yes, I win. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Schwaz says, but I think it's time for me to go home. And Schwaz says, ha-ha! Ray says, so what? You're just gonna... In his head, he's about to get to sad face. You're just gonna leave me? Clone Schwaz says, it's time. I need to go home and be with my mama. Mama Schwaz says, ha! He's like, go, mama. Go, mama. Go, mama. Somehow the kids are going feeling sad, and Ray's feeling sad while he's talking. It's great. Jasper, Charlotte, Henry, and now you two. It's fine. As he's walking away sadly, and Mika's like, is this really goodbye? And Clone Schwaz says, yeah. It's like I always say, family first. Mama Schwaz says, get wrecked, suckers. And then the kids were like, faces, and Mama says, we're gonna miss you, Schwaz. Bose is like, bye. And Chapa said bye in Spanish. Adios. Mouse like, how are we getting home? And Clone Schwa said, we'll take the helicopter to my rocket, to my space pod, and over to the where it hits the junior high. As Clone Schwa and Mama were leaving, and Ray sit there and cry, about to cry, and the kids walk up to him. And Ray's like, do any of you know how to make science devices? And Mika's like, I can learn. And Ray said, do any of you guys know how to scratch my back just the way I like it? And he was about to cry. And then the real Schwartz comes out to do it. And he's like, you mean like this? Ray said, oh, that's perfect, actually. And his legs does it like a dog. And now the kids are so confused that the real Schwartz is here. And Ray looks up to him and is like, somebody's like, ugh. And he was like, Schwartz. He's like, we thought you were leaving with your mom. Schwartz was like, I did. Chubb was like, but you're here. Schwartz was like, I know. Mars like, I'm so confused. And Bose thought he figured it out. I just figured it out. The real Schwartz has been inside of us the whole time. And then Chopper mouths, no. And Schwartz like, no. The Schwartz who just left with my mama was my clone. And then the, ooh. And then Bose is like, that makes more sense. Mika said, you had a clone? And Schwartz is like, I used to. Ray's like, you mean, surprised and said, you mean you picked us over your old mama? And Schwartz is like, it's like I always say, family second. And Mika, Miles, Chopper, and Bowser in unison like, aww. And they were about to hug, and Ray stopped and was like, not so fast. We still have one more thing to do, to take care of first. Schwartz, pull up the snitch board. And Mika's like, what? And Miles, Chopper, and Bowser's like, yes. And then Ray turned to Mika, and she's like, you snitch? And Mika's like, because she was taking advantage of my friends, I snitched for you guys. And then the snitch thing is back on the board. And Ray's like, and we appreciate that. Miles like, Miles is much appreciated. Mopo's like, you're a good friend. And somehow, Schwartz has the ugliest shoebox in history. And it's like, but the rules is the rules. You snitch. You wear the shoes of shame. And now Mika's the one who got the word snitch now. And she has to wear the shoes of shame. And Miles is like, shame. Mika's like, for shame. Mika's like, fine. I don't care if you guys think I did the right thing. While she was putting on the sneakers. And Ray's like, starting to chant, shoes of shame. Ray Schwartz, Miles, Chubb, and Bose continue while she's doing the sneakers. Shoes of shame. Shoes of shame. Shoes of shame. And while they still continue to do that, Mika's like, you know, what, these shoes aren't that bad. I love how white they are. And Ray Schwartz, Miles, Chopper, and Bowser continue dancing. Shoes of shame. Shoes of shame. Mika's like, you guys like them. I know some really cool dads who wear these exact shoes. And Ray Schwartz, Miles, Chopper, and Bowser for the last time said, shoes of shame. Shoes of shame. And they're still confused, and Mika's on the floor having a tantrum. And scene. Woo! Okay, so that was the recap of episode 9 of Danger Force, Mika in the Middle. And there's a lesson learned here. Try not to snitch. And, yeah, so that is the lesson that we all learned today. Make sure you don't snitch, but snitch for a good reason. And that's it. Okay, so next segment is Song of the Week, so stay tuned, because this episode will blow. Get your playlist ready, because the Jonas Brothers are the coolest album in the world, and make sure you get your playlist ready, because the Jonas Brothers playlist of mine is amazing, and yeah, so Song of the Week, I just love it, and yeah, so. Oh, look at the time. I gotta go and set up for Song of the Week. So, yeah. So, stay tuned, because there's a really cool Jonas Brothers song that I want you to try. And, yeah. So, the Song of the Week segment is about to start right about. about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. Take care. Love ya. Okay, so I covered this week's topics. It's all Disney, like when all the Disney World theme parks are up to 10% of capacity, which makes up to 25 to now 35% capacity. I am really excited about this news because Disney is losing a lot of money, and that's really important for the Disney company because they need to get some of that money back. And to all the layoff people that are going through this, I'm with you, and let's get through this together. And Remy's Ratatouille Adventure is coming to next year in 2021, just in time for the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. I am really excited about this, and I cannot wait to ride this ride soon when it opens. And the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World is around the corner, which I am excited about. Who doesn't want to? I'm going, and it's going to be awesome. And I recapped episode 9 of Danger Force, Mika in the Middle. Here's a lesson. Don't snitch on people, but Mika took a bullet for the team, which was really good for her friends. And, yeah, so I just love how Mika did that. And, yeah, she took the bullet. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay, Song of the Week is where I share one of my favorite songs to you guys. And this theme is Jonas Brothers. I love the Jonas Brothers so much since my childhood. I love them since 2007, which all a long time, which is like almost like 13 years now, or like I can't keep track. But anyway, I love these guys. They are an amazing brother band that I always look up to. And yeah, so this is the fourth and final pick of their self-titled Jonas Brothers era from their self-titled album Jonas Brothers, and it's called When You Look Me in the Eyes. And this song just, gets you all the feels. And this video, it's all about from their tour days back in the day and what they used to do tour. And Big Rob was their bodyguard back in the day, which it makes me get all the feels when I watch this video. And it's really, really cute. And why not listen to this song while you watch this video? And the song is a perfect slow dance song, which is so perfect. And, yeah. So, make sure you, Jonas Brothers fans, make sure you turn up your playlist and sing along to the song, because if this makes me happy, it makes you happy. So here it is, their fourth and final Jonas Brothers song that I picked from their second album, their self-titled album, Jonas Brothers, When You Look Me in the Eyes. So let's turn this thing up and let's get this party started, shall we?
Searching, can you?
Jonas Brothers, everybody! Oh, oh, oh! Again, I love the song Death to Toe, and this song is really amazing, and this video is really amazing. Go check those out. It makes me cry when I look at that. But it's a good cry. It's a great, good cry. And, yeah, so I love the song so much. Make sure to go give it a listen. I love these guys so much. And, yeah. So that is the end of the song of the week. And that is the second end of the second titled album, Jonas Brothers Era. And that is the end of my podcast. So before I go, here's the other podcast that you need to follow. If you want to go on a Walt Disney World trip this holiday season, if you want to do it safely, and if you want all the employees that Noelle knows in the park, and if you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, make sure you go to the Mousetrap Podcast featuring my niece Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. I am so excited to see what they come up with, and I'm excited. Make sure you go follow them. And my friend Kamina, she has her own podcast, and it's called Kamina T. She does movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, and Danger Force. And, yes, I love this girl. Kamina has been a man fan since the very beginning, and I love her so much. So make sure you go follow her podcast, because if you love movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, or Danger Force in particular, make sure you go follow her on Kamina T. I love you, Kamina, and, yeah. So I gotta go. I have to make sure everyone's okay. So, and, yeah, so I love you so much. Make sure you follow this podcast on this Anchor app, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts whenever you listen to your podcast. And make sure you share this on social media with Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you. They'll really appreciate it. We get all the man fans out there who doesn't have a podcast or just bored in the house because of this quarantine. Please share it. It will make me happy. So this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update. Bye.